This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We begin this hour with the high cost of a four-year college education. At more than $40,000 a year and rising for many private colleges, the price tag is beyond the reach of an increasing number of middle-class families.
Even public colleges have become costly investments, and in tough economic times, many students and their families are unable or reluctant to take on the huge debt required to cover the cost of tuition, room and board, not to mention books, pizza, and other essentials.
But there is a more affordable route to a four-year degree that a growing number of college students are choosing. They're starting at a two-year community college and then transferring to a four-year school, which dramatically lowers the price of a four-year degree.
On average, tuition and fees at public community colleges cost about $2,700 a year, which is a relative bargain. And here in Massachusetts, a new program is making it easier for community college students to continue on to a four-year degree program.
Under the program, students from community colleges across the state who maintain a grade point average of 3 or better can attend the University of Massachusetts tuition-free. That's what Brenna Pivato is planning to do.
Brenna is 19 from Ludlow, Mass. She's currently enrolled at Holyoke Community College. And after she gets her associate's degree, she plans to transfer on to UMass. And Brenna, tell us why you decided to start your college career at a community college.
Well, at first I was going to be going to Simmons College in Boston. And at the very last minute, probably in mid-August, I decided that I wasn't ready to go away and I didn't want to leave home. So me and my mom enrolled myself in Holyoke Community College. And that's basically how I got started. It was just kind of a last option for me, and I really am loving it now that I've been there for a semester and a half.
So how's it going? What are you studying there?
I'm studying liberal arts and a science transfer major, so that includes all of just my general education requirements like humanities classes, social science classes, and some labs and different math classes.
Now, the idea, as we mentioned, is that you're eventually going to transfer on to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. Tell us how that process works.
Well, basically, at HCC, they have all these different joint transfer contracts with state schools in Massachusetts and also different private schools like Springfield College, which is in the area, and other colleges. And if you have a certain GPA, I think it's a 2.7 or a 3.0, you can transfer to any of the state schools like UMass, where I want to go, without having to fill out an application or write an essay. So you just go to the transfer counselor and they set you all up and you get into the school and you don't have to go through that whole process that you would have normally had to do.
And of course, this route is going to save you a whole bundle of money, right? I mean, if you had gone to Simmons, a four-year school from the start, you would have this education would have cost you a lot more.
Oh, so much more money. And my parents are saving definitely a lot of money that they could save and put me through grad school. And I won't have all those loans that all my other friends would have at the end of their college careers, which will be really nice. So I'll be able to start my career without being in debt from school.
And tell us what you're going to be studying when you get to University of Massachusetts.
I want to pursue a nutrition degree or do something in public health. I just want to work with people, and I want to be in the health field.
All right. Now, before you decided to take this route, Brenna, what did you think about the idea of community colleges in general?
I really thought they weren't a very good place to be. I thought of all the kids that go to community college, they only went there because it was the last resort for them and they didn't have the skills to go to real college. So before I decided to go to HCC, I thought really lowly of community colleges, but my perspective on them has changed enormously now.
And say more about that. How has your perspective changed?
Well, when I got here, basically what I did is I started playing volleyball. I got myself involved with a lot of different things. I am a tour guide. I'm in honors courses. Basically what I did was I just immersed myself in the school and I kept myself really busy. So even though I'm at a community college, I feel like I'm at a four-year school because I'm doing so many different things around the school.
And it sounds like there's a real sort of college community there that you're enjoying.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, any advice to people worried about how to pay for college and thinking about starting at a community college? What would you tell them?
I think if they're worried about paying for college, definitely go the community college route. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to community college, especially if there's high school seniors out there or people who want to go back to school that don't know what they want to do. Going to community college is a great way to start out.
All right. Well, Brenna, good luck to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brenna Pavato, a student at Holyoke Community College in Holyoke, Mass. She plans to transfer to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst in a couple of years. Listeners, what do you think about Brenna's approach to getting a four-year degree? Does starting at a community college make sense to you? Is it a route that you're taking? If so, how's it working out? And if there is one, what's the downside? Give us a call and join the conversation about college affordability and community colleges. Our number is 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And joining us now from the studios of WFCR in Springfield is William Messner. He's the president of Holyoke Community College. And Mr. Messner, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for making the trip over to Springfield.
Sure.
Also joining us from San Jose, California is Stephen Handel. He's the director of the National Office of Community College Initiatives for the College Board. And Stephen Handel, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And you're forgiven for not making the trip over to Springfield, Massachusetts.
Thanks very much.
William Messner, let me start with you. We just heard from one of your students, Brenna Pavato. Are you seeing an increase these days in this kind of student?
Oh, absolutely. We have been in business for 64 years. We're the oldest community college in Massachusetts. We've always focused largely on transfer, and so we've always dealt with significant numbers of students transferring on to both four-year public and private, but we're seeing that even more so nowadays, like community colleges across the nation. Our students are getting younger. They're getting more full-time. They're more transfer-focused, and there are simply more of them in general.
And more of them in general, specifically because a four-year college is so much more expensive these days. Is that one of the reasons?
Well, I think that's certainly one of the reasons. The economy as a whole certainly has much to do with it. But I think there are other factors at play as well, and Brenna touched on a couple of them. She made mention of the fact that at HCC, she's involved. She said she played volleyball. She's involved in clubs and the like. The interesting fact is that it's a lot easier to get involved at a two-year institution than it is particularly at a large four-year institution. You simply have access to athletic teams, student government, that quite frankly a new freshman walking into a 20 or 30,000 student campus would probably not have access to. The other dimension to it is that for students, particularly students like Brenna, who aspire to graduate from a selective four-year institution, that's becoming increasingly difficult to be accepted at a selective institution, irrespective of your ability to pay. Mm-hmm. You're a lot better off, particularly if you're on the margin of, say, an Amherst or a Smith or a Mount Holyoke, to going to a Holyoke Community College, where we have a long history of working with selective institutions, and they look to us for transfer students, particularly the sort of, like Brenna, who've been involved and demonstrated that they can do college-level work.
Mm. Stephen Handel, let me get you to chime in here. Give us the big picture. What are we seeing across the land in terms of students like Brenna Pavato? Is there a big increase in people opting for community college as a first step toward a four-year degree?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the data make it quite clear. We're seeing in a number of reports, the American Association of Community Colleges being one of them, a huge spike in the enrollment of community colleges relative to four-year institutions. In addition, we're seeing a spike in the number of 18-year-olds who are actually seeking to begin their degrees at a community college over a four-year institution, 18-year-olds who are also willing to begin school full-time. As you may know, at community colleges, a great number of students go part-time, but we're seeing 18-year-olds, full-time students going to school at community colleges, which is a clear indication, I think, of students beginning the process of transfer, seeing the community college as an option for them in order to get the baccalaureate degree.
And Stephen Handel, Brenna Pavato made it sound so easy, this transfer process, and I think William Messner will back me up here. HCC, Holyoke Community College, one of those schools with a lot of good transfer agreements, a very clear system of how that works. Is that the case at all community colleges? And for folks considering a move like this, do they need to be aware of some of the tricky hurdles to navigate?
Well, Holyoke really is one of the shining examples, and there are a number in New England who do transfer very, very well. Now, I'm a huge advocate for community colleges, so what I might say here sound like some negativity, and I don't mean it that way, but transfer is a more difficult process. I think people need to know that from the get-go. If you have access to a community college, you need to make sure that that community college has strong connections with the four-year institutions you're thinking of going to. And that means articulation agreements, or that means a transfer guarantee program, because it is trickier. I mean, what you have to think about, of course, is you're taking courses at one school that need to transfer and transfer towards the degree you want to go into at another institution, and that inherently makes it more difficult.
William Messner, do you want to chime in there? Is it as straightforward as Brenna made it sound? And also, we do have a particular situation here in Massachusetts, which I think is worth mentioning, that allows students like Brenna, if they maintain their GPA, to be enrolled automatically into the University of Massachusetts at Amherst after 2 years in a public community college.
Yes, and that certainly gives students a huge advantage. You know, is it easy for every student? Well, that depends. Again, as Stephen indicates, it depends on where you sit relative to which community college. Does it have a tradition? Does it have a system of counseling, both professional counselors and faculty who are focused on working with students who desire to transfer? Does it have an honors program, as we do, that four-year institutions find very appealing to them to have students going through honors courses on the freshman and sophomore level? So all those things come into play. And then, of course, on the state level, do you have system agreements in place, such as we have with UMass Amherst, that facilitate that transfer and make it almost transparent for students? In some places you have that, and some places you don't, and students, just like students everywhere, need to ask questions and do a bit of research as to what exists and what doesn't exist in a given community college.
Listeners, go ahead, Stephen.
No, I just wanted to add, the president's absolutely correct. The one thing, again, families and students need to be clear about is if, in fact, they do have a single four-year institution they're aiming for, then planning and preparation is straight ahead, and it's I wouldn't say easy to do, but easier. The problem is, in many instances, students may have a number of four-year institutions they're interested in transferring to, and then that requires them to sort of plan for different institutions, which therein lies, I think, the problem with transfer. So everyone seems to understand that if you go to a community college, you're going to have these difficulties, I think, in thinking about transfer and in planning for it.
Mm. Listeners, we're talking about the high cost of a four-year degree and the route toward a four-year degree by starting at a community college first. Does that make sense to you? Have you done it? Is it a good idea? What was your experience? Give us a call, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And let's go now to Kelly, who's calling from Brighton, Mass. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I have the experience of I started out in a two-year school in Houston, Texas, and not really sure where it was that I was going to go. I eventually ended up transferring to Emmanuel College in Boston, and I definitely have always been an advocate for community colleges for two reasons: the cost, obviously, but also being a student, I was not interested in going into a school where I was going to have 150 students in my freshman courses. And so community college really offered me the opportunity to be in small classes where I could get more individual attention. So those things were great. However, some of the things that I struggled with were the academic resources weren't quite as available or made readily available within my community college system. They did exist, as I found out numerous semesters into my experience, but I wasn't really sure how to do things, and there wasn't a lot of people, counselors and people like that there to help me, walk me through the process. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I got to my four-year school that I went to, and this may have just specifically been the case at the school that I went to, but it seemed as though resources were made much more readily available for me. And I definitely, I got lucky in my experience of my courses transferring, as your guest was talking about. It's definitely, my little sister is now starting college and is going to potentially start at community college, and that was one of the things that I told her. You need to be certain that the courses that you're taking are going to be accepted in another institution, and especially coming from Texas and coming to Boston, it was definitely nerve-wracking thinking about all these courses that I had taken and had paid for. Even though I paid less, I did pay for them, and I wasn't sure that those were going to be accepted. And so part of the process of me choosing a school was finding a school that was willing to take all of my classes.
All right, Kelly. Well, thanks so much for your call, and I'm glad that worked out. Stephen Handel, Kelly was talking about resources perhaps not being as available, as advanced, as developed at many community colleges. And this sort of gets to a question that I have to ask. I mean, do we know, is there data, is there some way to measure students who start, say, 2 years, get an associate's degree, and then move on to a four-year college? Do we know how they end up overall in terms of the sort of quality of their overall education? Is there any way to measure that? Because I think people would be forgiven out there for thinking, well, certainly if, you know, it's all the same and you can get a four-year degree this route, then does that mean that someone who starts and does, you know, 4 years right through from a more competitive four-year college, certainly that education is going to be better. Is that not the case?
Well, no, it's a pivotal question. Sure. You know, community colleges, it's no secret, are the least resourced post-secondary segment in the United States. It is absolutely astonishing to me how well they do, given oftentimes the limited resources they have to deal with. So I think your caller's impression is clear. What is also clear, though, is the research about community college students and their transfer to four-year institution. Pretty much every study I've read has indicated that those students who are able to make the transition from a community college to a four-year institution do as well as, and in some instances, better than the students who begin at a four-year institution. Now, statisticians will quibble a little bit. They'll say, yeah, well, those are the students that survive the transfer process. They
sure.
have the ambition and the motivation, et cetera. But very clearly, here in California, as well as across the country, I see studies that show that community college students do very, very well after transfer.
What about you, President Messner? Do we see, how do you sort of rate your graduates who go on to a four-year college? How do they do?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. And the pudding for us is, are our graduates sought out by four-year institutions, and in particular selective four-year institutions? And I can tell you that the five colleges, all five of them, in here in Western Massachusetts, approach us and approach our students very aggressively to attract them to their four-year campuses. Similarly, I've worked in three states, three systems, New York, Wisconsin, and now Massachusetts. And every one of them, we've done a fair amount of research, which mirrors what Stephen was talking about, that our graduates do as well, if not better, than the native students, if you will, on the four-year college campus. Do we lack some resources? Perhaps. Yeah. Although, quite frankly, on my campus, certainly, we have no class that's larger than 35 students. We don't have a classroom that would accommodate more than 35 or 40 students. You don't have students sitting in classrooms of 100 and 200. You don't have students being taught by teaching assistants. They're being taught by faculty who are hired and retained for one reason and one reason only. They're effective teachers.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a few more calls in. Elizabeth is calling from Northbridge. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a comment. I'm a high school guidance counselor. I don't work in Northbridge. I work in a different public school. But before working in Massachusetts, I worked in the Midwest. And I have to say, I think there's an image issue with parents and students regarding community colleges out here. I feel like that's a big stumbling block with my students. They just have a really negative image. And comparing to my years in the Midwest, I had more students starting off at a community college in the Midwest than I do out here, because I feel like parents and students alike are more into kind of a name brand, if you will, when it comes to their college selection process.
Hmm. Elizabeth, great call. Thanks for making that comment. Stephen Handel, we heard that from Brenna Pavato, the student at Holyoke Community College. Before she got there, she was having trouble with sort of the stigma of community college. It's something that folks have to get over, I guess.
Well, absolutely. And the important thing for parents and students is to think about, again, educational fit, because it's as applicable at the two-year level as it is at the four-year level. Is this community college or is any college appropriate for the student that wants to go there? Do they have the programs you want to study? Do they have the courses you need to transfer with? So, you know, anytime parents and families sort of get into name brand, I think that's a problem. Think about the institution. Now, there are 1,200 and more community colleges in this country. Just like four-year institutions, some are fabulous and some are less fabulous. So in any case like this, you need to think about, if you're in an urban area, particularly if you have some choices, think about what community college or what four-year institution might best meet your educational needs.
Gentlemen, let me ask both of you to respond to this idea that I just sort of can't resist and that we've been talking about amongst the members of our staff here, and that is, if the outcomes are more or less the same, why are community colleges so much cheaper? I mean, it sort of raises the question, are we vastly overpaying for the typical four-year college? If you can go to a two-year college and end up with pretty much the same academic outcome as part of your four-year degree.
Well, the costs of a four-year education are for 4 years of education. And those
I didn't make my question clear. What I mean is the average community college, less than $3,000 a year. The average private four-year college, you know, 40, 50 grand a year. I mean, it's the difference is extraordinary.
Well, there are differences there, but let's be careful, because although the tuition and fee differences are clearly different, I mean, I think the latest College Board results indicated published fees and tuition, community college is about $2,700. Fee and tuition at public four-year, about $7,600, and then fees and tuition at private not-for-profit, about $27,000. Those are the published tuition and fee totals. Now, granted, there's huge differences there, but students have room and board at community colleges as well as at four-year institutions as well. So we need to be comparing apples to apples.
Sure, that makes sense. Let's take another call. Deborah from Medford is calling. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, I'm calling from Bedford, actually. I am a student at Middlesex Community College. I take classes in Bedford and in Lowell, and I'm just finishing my second year, right in the middle of exams. Well, and I agree with what Kelly said about having smaller classes and the individual attention, which has been great. Middlesex has an amazing, dedicated administration staff. They have wonderful teachers. Some of them are just beyond anything that I could even describe. An honors program and a really strong transfer office because we are courted, especially I'm an honors student and very proud of it, and I work hard for it, but we are courted by the four-year, even non-state schools, by the Wellesley, the Smith, and the Mount Holyoke and places like that. What I have to say is when I graduated from high school, which was, I'm sorry, I want to say this, 1969, I was an indifferent student and I lacked direction. Fast forward 40 years, I wanted to get a college degree. I put my kids through college and they're fine. I thought, oh, community college, what am I going to learn? I have learned so much. And, of course, the more you learn, the more you know that you don't know. But my experience has been incredible. And at my age, I also think I'm kind of indicative of the student that's going to community colleges.
Mm. Well, Deborah, we appreciate it so much. There's a strong vote there for community college and a terrific call. Let's go to Rihanna, who's calling from Clinton. Hi, Rihanna.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for taking my
call. Sure, happy to. What's on your mind?
Well, I graduated from high school, and I chose to go to Quinn Sigman Community College right out of high school. And I, like Elizabeth said before, I was on the flip side of that. I really got a bad time from all of my guidance counselors and from fellow students about choosing community college. They felt I wasn't taking my education seriously. I went to school for dental hygiene, and Quinn Sigman has an awesome program. I graduated without any debt. I'm making probably more money than a lot of my classmates, And, you know, it's 10 years later, and I couldn't be happier with it. So, and the, like the previous caller said, too, I have found that the professors in the program that I went to were, I couldn't have asked for anything better. I've also taken some classes at Middlesex Community College, and I found the same thing. So I really feel like the stigma, it is all in the head, especially in this area. People really, they do want to drop names of where they went to school, but the end result is that you have a job, and in this economy, you're fortunate to have a job. And if you have a skill and you take your education seriously, I really do feel like you can get just as good an education at a community college than at a private school.
All right, Rihanna, thanks so much for that call. William Messner, let me ask you, actually both of you, and Stephen Handel, I want to ask about this concern, and that is, President Messner, I was out at your college several years ago doing a story for NPR, and back then there was even concern about diminished state funding, increased demand on Holyoke Community College, and a concern that would you be able to keep up with demand as more students sort of reach out to community college because of the high cost of a four-year school. Might we get to a point where we'll have to turn people away, which I know, Stephen Handel, is already happening out there in California.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
William Messner, you go first.
Sure, and that is a concern. To date, we have not closed our doors, although, honestly, some avenues into specific programs have become narrowed significantly. To give you an example, the previous caller was talking about her very positive experience in a program in the healthcare area. We have a nursing program, actually two nursing programs. We have over 500 applicants for 50 seats in our registered nursing program.
Wow.
It's probably more difficult to get into our nursing program than 80 to 90% of the four-year institutions in our area.
That's astounding. That's astounding. I mean, one in 10, that's sort of Ivy League-style statistic there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if we had higher levels of state support, we could expand our nursing faculty and accept more students. But in fact, state support has been going the other way. It's been shrinking. And so our ability to respond to increasing student demand becomes more constrained all the time.
Yeah, and I might add
here in
California, again, I mean, the budget crisis has hit the nation. I believe Jack Scott, the chancellor of the California Community College System, recently indicated that because of budget cuts, they would have to turn away 150 to 200,000 students across the state. So we're seeing, you know, the sort of emergence of community colleges as perhaps the greatest educational experiment of the 20th century finally getting its due at the very time when resources are very much constrained, not only for two-year and four-year institutions as well. And again, for families and students, they need to think about what's happening in their region, what's happening in their area. Are students getting the classes? Are they graduating? Are they transferring? These statistics are available, and they need to be informed consumers like they would be for a four-year institution.
Stephen Handel, let me end with this question. Is there a good sort of public clearinghouse somewhere accessible to folks to gather all the information and answer various questions associated with getting into a community college, transfer agreements, and that sort of stuff? What's the best resource available to folks out there?
Well, alas, it's pretty much on a state-by-state basis. I mean, my colleagues at the American Association of Community Colleges certainly have information on their website, but your state resources, I think, are going to be your best bet. And oftentimes, you will find a website at the Community College System Office or the state office that will have resources about, well, how courses transfer from one institution to another. They've been doing this in various states. So my advice would be, rather than try to look nationally, is to stay regional, to stay local, and to seek those seek that information locally.
Well, and William Messner, finally, let me ask you very quickly in a few seconds that remain, what's the best resource for folks here in Massachusetts?
Well, again, I think to Mira Stevens' comment, I think you need to do this on a regional, even local level. Most students who are interested in community colleges aren't going to be really looking on even a state level. Here in Western Massachusetts, we have four community colleges. We all have websites. I'd say go to them, peruse them, and then be in touch with us, where we all try to be as responsive as possible to student questions. And I think working with us individually, you'll be able to sort out for yourself which is the best fit.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you both so much for coming in. Appreciate it. That's William Messner. He's president of Holyoke Community College in Holyoke, Massachusetts, and Stephen Handel, director of the National Office of Community College Initiatives for the College Board. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks as well to our callers. We have to take a break, and when we come back, the Week in Sports with Bill Littlefield, plus...
That is a dive-bombing woodcock for sure.
An avian rite of spring in New England. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.